You know, man, vision is seeing something when others cannot see it. Oftentimes, as CEOs, entrepreneurs, leaders, visionaries, etc., we get discouraged and want to give up on our visions because others don't see it. But if it was meant for them, then it wouldn't have been given to you. Stay locked in on the vision, because it belongs to you. Let's talk about it. It's the Kyron Montero Show, Season 3, Episode 10. The last episode of Season 3, the Visionary Series. It's for you, not for other people. Let go!
It's time.
Yes, sir. Turn it.
It's every time. It's every time. I'm consistent with the mission every time. Drip up on my wrist and neck, you know I shame. No capping when I'm rapping, you can check your line for line. Every time.
It's every time.
I'm consistent with the mission every time.
Drip up on my wrist and neck, you know I shame. Yeah.
Capping when I'm rapping, you can check your line for line.
Do this every
day to day, you know I do it every time.
Yes, sir.
Week to week, you know I do it every time. Month to month and year to year, it's every time.
This ain't no lie, I swear I do it every time. I feel like Mike, I'm 6 for 6, it's every time. What's going on, everybody? My name is Kyron Montero. Welcome to the Kyron Montero Show, Season 3, Episode 10. It's for you, not other people. Round of applause, man. Make sure that you check the podcast out on platforms like Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify. Well, Google Podcasts is actually turning into a podcast on YouTube, Amazon Music, etc., wherever podcasts may be at. Like, share, subscribe, follow all of that stuff. Check me out at KyronMontero.com. This podcast is produced by Frequency Canvas. One more time, man. Round of applause for y'all. You know, Season 3 has been something called that I've called the Visionary Series. With me being an entrepreneur, with me being a visionary myself, it's something that is dear to me. It's something that's dear to me. And I'm an entrepreneur that, you know, the businesses that I've owned is something that's been from the ground up. I haven't acquired a business that already existed, maybe one day, but I'm just not in that position right now. So all the businesses that I've started have been from the ground up. And I'm not saying that I've done everything by myself, because, you know, I have had a team of people, and I have had, you know, people who have supported, for sure, but I've had to start these things from the ground up. They didn't exist. And these companies were established by me and founded by me, and, you know, and I've just had to go through this journey, and learn a lot of things. So the Visionary Series was really dedicated, specifically to entrepreneurs, business owners, CEOs, you know, visionaries who are really starting from the ground up, even though it applies to everybody. And even though there's things to learn, but this episode is called "It's For You, Not For Other People." What better way to end out something called a Visionary Series than to talk about vision? Once again, vision is seeing something when others cannot see it. And so I think a lot of times we get discouraged because other people don't see our vision. They don't believe in it. They don't do this or don't do that. And it's like, they're not supposed to, because it's yours. So I want to encourage you today, and I want to end the Visionary Series off with some encouragement, because I understand previous episodes, you know, they've been a little rough a little bit. Remember, man, it's your vision. So point number one, there's a reason that you are qualified to execute your vision. Let me say that one more time. There's a reason that you are qualified to execute your vision. There's a reason that God, for whatever reason, put it in you. There's a reason that, for whatever reason, right now at this point in time, that whoever you are, that the vision was given to you and not anybody else. there's a reason that you're the one that's supposed to build it up and execute that out. There's a reason for that. So don't get discouraged. You have it for a reason. All right, that's point number one. Point number two, your faith in your vision is the make or break for it being birthed. Let me say that one more time. Your faith in your vision is the make or break for it being birthed. What does that mean? What that means is that your faith level is going to determine whether your vision is birthed. Right? So you can't be wavering and doubting so much to where it's going to affect your very vision being birthed. Be careful of that, all right? Point number three, seeking validations from others for your vision can bring harm to your motivation for manifesting your vision. Kind of ties in with point number two. Let me say that one more time. Point number three, seeking validation from others for your vision can bring harm to your motivation for manifesting your vision. At the end of the day, once again, it's for you, it's not for other people. So seeking out validation from other people that don't get a vision that's not for them in the first place can bring harm to you manifesting your vision. You got to be careful seeking out that validation from other people because it can harm your vision coming to life. Point number four, protect your vision by watching the individuals you allow in your life. Snakes can only bite you in close range. Sheesh. One more time. Protect your vision by watching the individuals you allow around you in your life. Snakes can only bite you in close range. People either build you up or they tear you down. And sometimes the people that do the most damage to your vision are people that are in close range. It's easier to damage you from close range than it is from far range. It's easier to hit you in the mouth if I'm right beside you than if I'm 50 feet away from you, right? You got to watch who you let in your space, who you let close, who you trust, who you sharing your plans and your ideas and your vision with, your dreams and your goals and stuff. You got to be careful. Examine that at all times. You got to be real careful, man. All right? I promise you. Be careful. Snakes only can bite you in close range. They got to be in striking distance. Point number five, the last point. Your vision ultimately lies within your faith within the vision. Stay determined at all costs. Point number five, let me say that one more time. Your vision ultimately lies within your faith within the vision. Stay determined at all costs. At the end of the day, your vision is determined and based upon you, your execution, your faith in it, your drive, your motivation, and all of that. You got to stay focused and you got to stay determined at all costs. You got to be willing to do whatever it takes. You got to be willing to fight. You got to be willing to endure. You got to be willing to not throw in a towel. So I just want to encourage you today, man. If you are an entrepreneur / business owner, if you are a visionary, if you are building anything from the ground up, man, and you know that it's going to add value to the world, you know that vision is in you for a reason. Look, man, round of applause, man, for you. Thank you. I'm here to tell you that if you put your mind to it, that you can do it, all right? I promise you. So stay focused, stay locked in. Salute to every visionary that wants to be above average and mediocrity. And I just thank y'all for tuning in, listening to season 3. This is for a special niche of people. This isn't the most fun content on the podcast. These episodes have been short. 9 of the 10 episodes have been me by myself. One of them featured my wife, Dr. J. DeMontero. Round of applause for her. Appreciate you coming in and sharing your expertise. But hopefully season 3 has really been fun for me. It really means a lot. It was something that I really wanted to do, something that was really on my heart for no clout, no monetary gain, nothing like that. Just wanted to give back. And there's been some people that have reached out and said, yo, these have been inspiring me. And that's exactly what I've done this for. So this is the Kyra Montero Show, season 3. The Visionary Series, episode 10, the last episode, is for you, not for other people. And I'm going to reiterate one more time. Vision is seeing something when others cannot see it. Vision is seeing something when others cannot see it. There's a reason that it was given to you. All right. It's a reason that it was given to you. It's for you, not for other people, man. Kyron Montero, let's go.
It's time.
Turn it, turn
it's it. Every time. Every time. It's every time. Every time. I'm consistent with the mission every time.
Every time.
Rip up on my wrist and neck, you know I shame. No cap on when I'm rapping, you can check your life for life.
Tell them boys it's every time. It's every time.
I'm consistent with the mission every time. Every time. Trip up on my wrist and neck.
You know I shine.
No capping when I rap and you can check it line for line. I do this every time. Day to day.
You know I do it every time. Yeah.
Week to week, you know I do it every time. Month to month and year to year, it's every time.
This ain't no lie, I swear I do it every
time. I feel like Mike,
I'm 6 for 6 every time.
I feel like Shaq
up in the post of every time. Let's go.
I'm 7 foot Kareem, shot us every time. From coast to coast, you know we stay up on the grind.
Every time.
Every time. It's every time.
I'm consistent with the
mission every time.
Every time.
Drip up on my wrist and neck, you know I shame.
No capping when I'm rapping, you can check it line for line. It's every time. Do it every time, man. Salute to all the visionaries out here that want to be above mediocrity and be above average. It's for you, not for other people. The Kyron Montero Show, season 3. It's a wrap. Stay tuned in for season number 4, man. Salute to y'all.